Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome into the Mark Cox Show. A few minutes after 6 on your Friday morning. Happy you are with us. Maybe it's cold outside. No doubt about that. And I tell you, Kim, I was watching some video this morning from the local newscasts as I was scanning them. And my absolute respect goes out to the members of the fire department this morning. They were out battling a fire in another one of the many vacant houses in North St. Louis. Apparently vagrants had been living there, started to fire inside to try to keep themselves warm, burned the whole place down, which of course puts homes nearby at risk. And those brave men and women in the fire department have to go out in single digit temperatures, pour water on this thing, and then try to go inside and make sure that, you know, there are no victims in there. And it's just brutal. How many times have you been on those stories over the years?
Oh, yeah.
As a reporter, bundled up as much as you can get, not having water sprayed on you, covering these stories of these fires. So much respect to our first responders this morning who are out in this.
Well, the firefighter, one of them had a roof collapse
yesterday,
on him yesterday.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And now actually I'm writing a headline as I speak about a situation in South City where fire crews were called out and they're worried people could still be trapped in this building that collapsed because of a fire. So, yeah, I remember when it's really, really cold, I mean, they're having to constantly swap out because it makes doing their job very difficult. Some of the equipment, it's just a lot of challenges. So, yes, hats off to them.
No doubt about that. Well, what happened yesterday, one of the other big stories locally was the court in Missouri coming down once again on the side of the hard left, the pro-murder crowd, the pro-abortionists, in changing the language on the new Amendment 3, the Amendment 3 that will be on the ballot next November that would modify this so that we're not one of the states in the nation in Missouri murdering babies up till the point of birth. Like, just the humanity of it alone is enough. It's shocking enough that that's what they fooled people into voting for a year ago. And there's a fix for that on the ballot. But you're not allowed to be honest about what it would do. So the liberal judges in Missouri took that power away from Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, and they rewrote the language again to try to guarantee that this thing will fail. And it's a shame, but it happened, and now we have to deal with the fallout of it. We are going to talk to the secretary coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. Denny Hoskins is going to join us just a little later to talk about all of that. We got Jim Carafano. We got Congressman Bob Onder in here with us this morning. Can't wait to talk to him about the whole drug boat controversy. Donald Trump, they're like, hey, what do you think we can do to get Democrats to support narco terrorists? Donald Trump says, hold my beer. Watch this. And lo and behold, every Democrat in Congress now supports narco terrorists. They're more concerned about drug runners coming from Venezuela than they are about your teenage child who might end up with some of the fentanyl, the poison that they're bringing into this country. It's just a tragedy. It should shock us, but from what the left has done in this country so far, it's no longer shocking. It's just sad. We'll talk to the congressman about that coming up here at about 7:35 this morning. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Early this morning, Brian Cole Jr. was arrested and charged with placing the pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC on January 5th, 2021.
That's Pam Bondi yesterday. Huge story. And here, there was no new evidence. It had been there all along, and the Biden-era FBI opted to ignore it. What in the world is going on at the top levels of our government?
We think we should do more to stem the flow of drugs across our borders, and we think we should go one step further. Let's go after the drug lords where they live.
Yeah, you think? Boy, those were the days. That was Joe Biden way back in like 1989, demanding we do more to stop the flow of drugs and to go after them where they live. What's happened in the Democratic Party?
And their greed has caused the venerable CBS to actually disassemble, to crash into crumbles.
Recognize that voice? The first female network anchor, Connie Chung, married to Mari Povich, was out yesterday blasting the CBS turnover to Barry White. She can't believe how far CBS has fallen, as if she wasn't part of the problem.
I'd never seen this before. People driving by my house and using the R word in front of people. We know how these things go. They start with taunts. They turn to violence. So deeply concerned.
Oh, man. Tim Walz yesterday is now claiming he's getting threats on his life because Donald Trump used the R word to refer to him, that people are driving by his house. Now, I don't know. I know where the governor's mansion is in Missouri. You can drive relatively close to it. I don't know if Governor Kehoe inside of that house would be able to hear people hurling audible insults at him. Does Tim Walz go out and get his own mail every day and people just drive by and wave at him and call him the R word?
Maybe people are posting videos of them doing that on social media.
Well, AI has owned this one because he came out and said that. And then, of course, all of the fake videos started coming out with
him.
People driving by in cars, throwing water balloons at him and actually yelling the R word. And then he starts crying and... Yeah.
I don't, you know, he made some comment about how no Republican has come out and said that this is not okay. I'll be the first to say that's not okay. I don't agree with you driving by his house and shouting that at him. I mean, he does have a kid. I mean, even though she's off her rocker, he does have a kid. But at the same time, you, Tim Walz, are upset that people are doing this and saying that that will incite violence. I mean, you yourself used to say all kinds of things about Donald Trump, so that doesn't incite violence. When are you going to go out and condemn the other things that were being said about him, like comparing him to Hitler, saying he's a Nazi?
Yeah, I took his comment to be specifically aimed at Trump, that not enough Republicans had come out and complained about Donald Trump using the R word.
But does Trump really use that?
He did call him that.
I don't remember.
He
him
said
saying
he was
that.
Retarded.
I don't
That's
remember
what he
that.
Said. So yeah, he did say that about. Now you can look at his policies and what he's done in Minnesota. And it would suggest a lower IQ. There's no doubt about that. But people were not happy with his use of that to describe Tim Walz. I just got to say, like Stephen A. Smith said. He is what he is. He labels people stuff and he wins. That's what he does. And Tim Walz is probably crying as he's handing out tampons to men up in Minnesota. That's the level we're talking about here mentally for Tim Walz. All right. Right now, I believe it's time to hit the music. Hit the post. All right. For those of you who are fans of Guns N' Roses, you'll know what that means. They're coming to town next August, and we've got our final pair of tickets to give away. The tickets go on sale officially today for Guns N' Roses at 10 a.m. They're going to be at Busch Stadium next August 16th. I think today we will We'll take call in honor of the temperature. We'll take caller number 12 this morning at 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. You win a pair of Guns N' Roses tickets. I have to mentally concentrate every time I say that phrase. Can I just tell you that? All right. Coming up, we'll get to our friend Bo Matthews. Love Bo. We miss him around here, and he is helping out, as he always does in the community, with a toy drive for children that's taking place tomorrow. So we'll get him out of the hot tub and on the radio here in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Talk lines are open now at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, shout out to Tony, who was had the fastest fingers this morning and was able to dial in and win the last pair of tickets to Guns N' Roses. Where was Tony from, Kim?
O'Fallon.
Tony from O'Fallon won the tickets. Congratulations to you. And, you know, I know who else was probably trying to call in and win those tickets, but he was in his thought tub and probably couldn't get the phone dialed fast enough. And that is my friend Bo Matthews, who I've got on the phone this morning. Bo, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Congratulations, Kim, on your new addition to your family. And Ethan, thank you for calling. and I am currently in the thought tub.
Are you?
Oh, wow. Hey, thank you, by the way.
Can you hear my bubbles?
I cannot. I'm not going to ask what's causing this.
Wait. Do people who don't always listen to the show, if they're new to the show, do they know what the thought tub is?
It's my hot tub, three steps from my door, and I'm in it twice a day, every day.
He is. He absolutely is. Sorry. And he sits in the hot tub and he listens to the show sometimes when he's up this early.
I do.
Yeah, we appreciate that, my friend. Just be careful, like, don't drop the phone or anything.
Yeah, me be careful. You, Mr. Evil Knievel. Jeez, what happened to you, man? Holy cow.
Oh, I cracked a few ribs. I probably need to be sitting in a hot tub for sure. But, yeah, I'm feeling much better. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I was like 3 days after it happened that I heard word about it. I'm like, I thought I was your personal contact for your medical. Why did that not happen?
I know. I've actually got to quit talking about it because people have been calling me out here on social media. Tell me I'm a Sally. I just need to suck it up and quit complaining about my ribs. So,
you read the comments? Don't read the comments. Don't ever read the comments.
We shouldn't. We've got a text line now, though. People are free with their comments there on the text line.
It's really the I hate Mark text line, though.
It tends to be. It does tend to be so far. What's the one person was telling us every day? We suck?
You suck. Yeah, but the you suck guy or gal has not been here today, so please let us know that we suck today.
Whatever.
Isn't that great?
When I jump on Facebook, I always see, you know, a lot of familiar names. Kim Kowalski is always listening. she is a diehard and a great woman. So shout out to Kim. Just want to say, hey.
Kim,
but yeah, Mark.
Kim, in fact, has already asked a question of you on Facebook this morning. She wants to know if you're also doing the ice plunge in addition to the thought tub.
Hell no.
Hey, they say it's really good for your health.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when I attempt that, I will be honest, I will jump in the shower, I'll turn the shower on, I'll jump right in just to get an idea. But that lasts about 20 seconds before the hot water starts rolling. So
I'm with you.
Hey, buddy, I just want to say thank you for responding to my text last night, because the push for the drive, you know, last weekend, a lot of people were trying to do toy drives. We had all the snow.
Right.
And ours was always scheduled for tomorrow. And Chuck and Kim Mayer out of Realty Executives Premier in Eureka, they actually do it at the Walmart in High Ridge. And I guess there was a point of contention because the High Ridge Fire Department was going to do theirs last weekend. We got blasted with snow. Wimps. They didn't go out and do it. No, I'm kidding. And so we're going to do ours tomorrow. If you can't make it by tomorrow, no worries. Come by Sunday, because the fire department will be in High Ridge. But you know what? Every time I've done a toy drive, and it's been years, and you guys have done them too, you know what? It doesn't matter if you can't make it to High Ridge. If you're in O'Fallon or Edwardsville or wherever you are, if there is a toy drive going on, dig deep. It's going to make you feel good. Kids are going to get the stuff from Santa Claus. It's going to be fantastic. So I just encourage anybody that's doing a toy drive to plead with your local community to get them out there. CarMac in Carlinville, Illinois, did a big one just this last Tuesday night, I think it was. And it was so cold. But you know what? People still showed up. So it's the holiday spirit.
Yeah, I think that's great. Now, what you guys are doing here is taking toys at the Walmart in High Ridge tomorrow from 8 until 5. So you'll be there basically all day. Or there is the possibility to make Venmo donations that would also be used to purchase toys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, used a lot. We also have a drive-by. You know, people just drive by and we'll collect it in big jars. But, yeah, you can Venmo it to us if you want to support this particular toy drive. By the way, I will have some gun raffle tickets for the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, shameless plug, that you can Venmo the money to us as well. Just reach out to me on Facebook and we'll get it all set up. But it's the $100 ticket. We're only selling 250 of them, Mark Cox. Kim, are you a gun girl? I forget.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've gone shooting and I enjoy doing it. I just haven't done it as often as I would like to. But my husband's always, you know, suggesting me go to the shooting range.
Oh, let's talk.
Explain how it works, Bo, because I bought one of these tickets. I unfortunately didn't buy it from you. I bought it from our friend Mike Wiegand, and I'll rub that in a little bit in your nose this morning. But I bought it from him, and you have a drawing. Kim, they have a drawing every month for 12 months, and even if you win, you're lucky enough to win, your name gets thrown back in the pot for the next month. So you could win more than once, and there are 12 drawings over the course of the year, right?
And they're all high-end firearms from Doc's Guns and Ammo. We have had one winner win two firearms, so it's pretty impressive. The past year that we've done it, we did sell 300 tickets, but 9 out of 12 were first responders that won. So that was awesome.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. And so I've got a ticket on my Bo Matthews Facebook page. You can see all the guns. It's a great event. This is our third year doing it. Again, $100, but that means you're in for 12 separate drawings. So. Yeah. There's that. So well, I'll have tickets tomorrow on site.
Bo, it's a good thing that you're not entering in this, because you tend to win everything that you're entered into. Does
I'm
he
sure
not? He wins everything.
Well, I'm sure he's entered into it. Now, like, he's helping do it for the Eureka police officers. So that's fantastic. But this is the luckiest individual I've ever met on the phone this morning.
Dude, you guys shame me so bad. I didn't even buy a ticket last year. I didn't.
You didn't buy one.
I won't get one this year.
Okay, you should buy one. You should buy one.
I was ashamed of myself because I won the very first one. That's a tough one.
Oh.
Anyway, so I'll have some of those tomorrow if you can find me.
I will. I'll post up a copy of your graphic you sent me with information on the toy drive up on the Facebook page. But that has the Venmo address on there. It's at EPOSF, which is the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, where you could Venmo the money, and then they'll take that cash and buy some toys with it.
Yeah, and the manager over at that Walmart is fantastic. He's been so accommodating to help us with better pricing when we go do the shopping at the end of the day. So, yeah, that works too. You know what? I got to tell you guys, your show is like I'm in school every day. I learn so much. I'm not stroking you, Mark. You know this. You guys do such a great job. Kim, your balance is great. In conversations about everything, I feel like I'm prepared for the day after listening to you guys. So back to class. Thanks for letting me jump in here, guys.
But Bo, you're my brother from another mother. I appreciate that, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Happy holidays, guys.
All right. See you, Bo. We'll see you. Bo Matthews live from the Thought Tub this morning in an undisclosed location somewhere in Jefferson County.
Mark, am I going to have to get your big head out of the door here at the studio? Or?
It'd be great.
I'm kidding. No, it's very true. You know a lot, Mark. And I feel like especially me being on maternity leave and functioning on about 3 or 4 hours of sleep, it helps that you're so informed on everything because, you know, doing a lot of things right now. So I come in and I feel like I'm learning from you, too.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. All I want is a set of pipes like Bo Matthews. The only time I sound like Bo Matthews is when I'm sick.
I know.
I can't get my voice that
like,
deep. Unless there's something going on with my vocal cords.
Like Phoebe
I love
from
that
Friends
guy.
Thought she sounded sexier when she had a cold.
Or if you've had
great.
A few whiskeys and a cigar.
Help him out. Yeah, that's true. Help him out with the toy drive tomorrow at the Walmart down in High Ridge or... I will post up where you could send a Venmo donation if you'd like to help out with that as well. I'll put that up on the Facebook page here in just a couple of minutes. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business. Then we'll get to any other news at about a quarter. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, for those of you who were listening last segment and get a chance to get all the information on that toy drive, I did post the information up on the Facebook page in a separate post from the live feed this morning. So if you're watching the Mark Cox Show on Facebook, it's going to be just above that in the feed line, and it's got all the information for Venmo donations or whatever you'd like to do. To help out with that children's charity toy drive for needy families, and I'm sure it's going to make a big difference this year. And our thanks to Chuck Mayer and the folks down in at Realty Executives for doing that again. They do it every year, and it's great. So if you can show up at the High Ridge Walmart tomorrow between 8 and 5 and donate a new toy, that would be fantastic to help out the community. We appreciate that. Always something great going on. A little later today, we're going to talk to our friends from the Hero Network. They've still got a raffle going on that, of course, is supporting Backstoppers. They've also got like the 12 bars of Christmas event, I think, is going on. And they're still selling tickets to that. So our friend Charlie Metzner is going to join us at the end of the 8 o'clock hour today to talk about those events. Anything we can do to help first responders.
Oh, yeah.
Happy to do that. All right. Time to check business right now. Let's get to our friend Nicole. Good morning, Nicole Murray. How are you?
I am so cold. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Kim, do you want to explain your nightmare that you had last night to Nicole?
So for context, for anyone who's just joining us today and didn't hear the story a few days ago, Nicole, you told us how you got, when you were on your trip, right? You went and you got a tattoo that looks like a cheetah claw mark on your leg. Okay. So last night I had a dream that I too got a cheetah claw tattoo. I don't have any tattoos, but as part of my dream, I tried to shower too quickly after I had gotten the tattoo, and the ink from the lower claw mark started dripping down my, like, it just completely vanished. It looked so dumb.
Where on your body did you get
my
the tattoo?
My leg, the same, well, place,
same place
you did.
Right on the leg, yeah.
Wow.
See?
I don't know the rules for showering after a tattoo, but according to my dream, it was too quick after.
Okay.
I think she's secretly thinking about doing this, don't you, Nicole?
Oh my gosh, I would love it if we got matching tattoos.
Well, Mark wanted one. Again, we talked about him getting it on his chest.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. I said that would, for people who are of a certain age, that'd be like an Earl Scheib paint job. The guy used to advertise paint jobs on your car for $99 back in the day, except you couldn't leave it sitting out in the rain for like 2 weeks because they were afraid the paint would all run off of it. So that's what Kim was dreaming of last night. Isn't that something?
Inspiring nightmares now.
No kidding. What's going on in the world of business?
All right. So futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 31. The NASDAQ up 51. The S&P 500 up 7. U.S. Steel said it plans to fire up one of its two blast furnaces in Granite City Steel Mill, a boon to the 130-year-old facility. The company also plans to hire 400 workers to operate the furnace. Self-driving taxi company Waymo said it is planning to roll out its service in St. Louis, with test drives starting this week. Owned by Google parent Alphabet, Waymo operates similarly to Uber and Lyft, with users able to hail rides from an app on their smartphones. However, unlike a traditional taxi, the vehicles travel roads without a driver. Bayer is suing insurance giant AIG, alleging decades-old insurance policies should have helped cover billions of dollars in legal costs from Roundup and PCB cases now being shouldered by the German company. Roundup is a best-selling weed killer that has sparked personal injury claims, alleging that its active ingredient caused health issues like cancer. Investors are hoping that signs of a softening labor market will influence the Fed to lower rates by a quarter percentage point at its next meeting. The CME Fed Watch tool reports that traders are pricing in an 87% chance of a cut next Wednesday, far higher than a couple weeks ago. And some breaking news for you. Netflix has literally just announced that it reached a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery, bringing a swift end to a dramatic bidding process that also involved Paramount, Skydance, and Comcast. The deal is comprised of cash and stock and is valued at $27.75 per WBD share. And finally, are you looking for love? A new dating news survey found that Starbucks is the top place for singles to meet. The study also found that the coffee chain has some of the hottest customers.
Wait a minute. Who gets to determine that?
Oh, it's one of those studies, I swear. But I don't know. Every time I walk into a Starbucks, everyone has their head buried in laptop. I don't get how singles are supposed to meet in a place like this.
Wait, I'm sorry. Not to call you out, Nicole, but did you say buried?
Buried. Yeah, buried.
Buried?
Buried. No, not buried. Buried. B-U-R-I-E-D.
They have their head buried in a... Buried?
Buried.
Guys, you're looking at me like Ethan and Mark.
I would say buried.
Sleep deprived?
No, I think maybe it's a regional thing.
I know, like,
maybe. Oh, don't make fun of me. We're supposed to be tattoo sisters.
Thank you.
Way to ruin it.
Hey, I've questioned back on the Netflix thing for a minute because I never go to Starbucks and I'm not looking for a date. But on the Netflix, I do have Netflix and I spend a lot of time watching it. What exactly is on this other network that I'm going to have any interest in that Netflix has bought? Is it Discovery, did you say?
Warner Brothers Discovery. I believe they own HBO, so they're talking about bundling everything where streaming services could become cheaper, allegedly.
Wait, but isn't it Mac? Like, I feel HBO like there's already Max. Bundles, and so they unbundling that and bundling
with
somebody.
Well, no, I'm just wondering.
I would expect
my Netflix prices to go up, but will it now include HBO. That's where I was going with that.
So from what I'm seeing analysts write about this topic, yes, they're talking about everything just merging into one big, huge house of content that you can stream.
That'd be pretty cool. Because I don't have HBO Max. We were talking about the fact that they're restreaming Mad Men. Do you ever watch that show, Nicole?
No.
It's funny. Yeah, John Hamm in it. It's set back in the 60s. Great show. But they're now, you have to have HBO Max to stream it, and I don't have HBO Max currently as part of the multiple apps we have on our television. That's frustrating.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Nicole, before we let you go, one of our listeners, Kim, says Nicole has a late-night jazz voice if she needs a side gig.
Ooh. I have been taking voice lessons, so you let her know.
Wow.
Yeah.
To sing?
Yes.
Good for you.
But even your talking voice, apparently.
Mark's been playing guitar. You guys could do duets.
Even more reason for me to come visit.
Do you know the song Hot Cross Buns? Can you sing that, Nicole?
The Hot Cross Buns.
Yeah.
I don't think it only takes three chords.
That's why she's making fun of me.
That might be all Mark can play.
Smoke on the Water only takes about four chords, so it's going to be one of those two songs, unfortunately. She knows it. I know that song. That's easy.
Are we starting a band? Is that what just happened?
I think we are.
All right.
We just became best friends.
We'll meet at Starbucks and talk about it.
Hopefully find a being.
That was
a
Step Brothers reference for you who haven't seen the movie, by the way.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were trying to find me a date.
Nice, Ethan. I like that. Well played. All right, Nicole, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Nicole Murray there. She's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, she takes some heat from us, and
give me a lot of grief over this guitar thing. I just got to tell you, I'm not currently taking guitar lessons. I need to. I should, because I would enjoy the idea of being able to play an entire song from start to finish. Right now, I cannot currently do that. 30 years ago, I could, but I can't anymore because I've just not practiced over the years.
Now, in our defense, the reason why we give you a hard time is because you said on the air it was your New Year's resolution to learn to play guitar. And so I'm just, as a friend, Mark, I'm holding you accountable because I know it's important when we set those resolutions in January, even though 99% of us have no intention of ever reaching them. I want you to beat the odds. I want you to be the exception to the rule, Mark Cox.
We can go back and find the tape. I think what I said was my goal is to
improve my guitar skills
this year. And then I just never got around to it.
Your goal for that year. That's a resolution.
My friend Richie on Facebook, who's on there all the time, did offer to give me guitar lessons because he is a guitar virtuoso who plays in the band Pretty Weeds and other hard rock bands over the years. So he's fantastic.
See, there you go.
It would be very intimidating to take guitar lessons from Richie because he's so good as a guitarist. But yeah, maybe someday. I need to do that.
I won't hold my breath.
When I find some extra time, when I'm not napping.
Well, I'm sorry, napping? I forget what that is.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. You don't sneak naps when the kids are sleeping?
Well, they're home. They're both home right now. So eventually they'll be going to an in-home daycare, which makes me sad even thinking about that. But
have their naps synced up yet, just out of interest, ever?
Definitely not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Easton's a great napper, but yesterday he decided no nap, which is so unlike him. That kid is the best sleeper ever and did not want a nap. I'm laying on the couch, and he's jumping up and down and wanting me to play Monster Trucks and Cars, and I didn't get a nap.
That's when you put on Miss Rachel or Paw Patrol and he had the Grinch on
because he loves the Grinch and Max, but it didn't work, Mark.
I was about to date myself and say Barney, but kids probably don't watch that anymore.
No, I loved Barney, though. The I Love You song?
Yeah,
My parents and I used to stand like 2 feet from the TV and sing the I Love You song.
Nice. Nice. All right, coming up, we'll get to another news for you next hour. Jim Carafano. Cannot wait to get Jim Carafano's take on the whole drug boat controversy, particularly after the whining by the left yesterday, the Democrats who saw the drug boat intervention, and it was the worst thing they've ever seen in their lives, is what Jim Himes said. Unbelievable. We'll get to that for you at about 7:20. I'm sorry. Coming up here in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Oh, I've been waiting for this for so long. Can I just tell you this? And I know it's going to end up being somewhat controversial, but I don't care. It has driven me crazy for the longest time that airlines will weigh your luggage and charge you more if it's 1 ounce over 50 pounds, right? But a 4'8" woman who weighs 90 pounds pays the same for her seat as a 300-pound individual. That drives me crazy. I've never understood that. But the worst part of it is when you're sitting in a seat and the person next to you is so large that they're over into your space. That drives me crazy. I've always believed they should be forced to buy two seats, not that the airline should be forced to accommodate them. So here's what's going on with Southwest Airlines. Starting January 27th of next year, Southwest Airlines will no longer accommodate overweight plus-size passengers by allowing them to request a free second seat when they're at the airport. The airline announced the passengers will have to proactively purchase the needed number of seats prior to travel. And in order to help you, they post on there that the average airline seat is 17 inches wide or 17.8 inches and that your space ends at the armrest.
So do you measure your...
I don't know.
Hip
but
to hip.
I love that they're pointing this out finally.
Yeah.
You're encroaching on other people because of your girth. You should have to buy two seats. And if you don't like that tough, I mean, I know the airlines have gotten more cramped because they're trying to utilize as much space as they can. But at some point, if you've ever been the person stuck in a seat like that with somebody hanging over into your space, it's miserable.
No,
you shouldn't have to put up with that. And Southwest Airlines is apparently no longer accommodating it for free after January.
I agree. I thought other airlines already did that. Maybe Southwest is just joining them. But what's stupid, going back to the luggage thing, if your luggage weighs over 50 pounds, all you do is you just move a few of the items over to the other luggage. So you're really just displacing it. It's not like you're taking it off the plane.
You're just moving it
over to another suitcase that weighs 45 pounds. So I don't really understand that. Someone explain that to me, please, because it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Speaking of airlines, the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, remember, that vanished all those years ago, more than a decade ago, back
in
2014.
They never
found anything. Years and years trying to search the Indian Ocean, trying to figure out where it may have gone down. Well, now all of a sudden they're saying they're actually going to resume the search for it on December 30th.
So they have some idea where it is?
Well, it went down, they think, in the southern part of the Indian Ocean. So that's, I guess, where they're going to be focusing the search. They say a few fragments, they believe, had washed ashore, but no bodies, like no large part of the wreckage has ever been recovered.
Wow. I think they must have, for some reason, come up with some clues to exactly where it is, or they wouldn't be doing that. All right, so I've been to Yellowstone. I've been to Glacier. We're parts of Facebook pages where they post stupid human tricks on these web pages because inevitably somebody tries to get too close to a bison and they get thrown 30 feet and then, you know, they get hurt because it's dumb. There's now videos circulating of some woman in Gatlinburg. If you've ever been to Gatlinburg, it's not unusual to see black bears. They come into town and they try to raid garbage cans and all that stuff. This lady gets on her hands and knees and shares food with a black bear. The fact that she didn't get eaten or injured or something is amazing, but she's clearly trying to win the Darwin Award. So if you haven't seen that, you can Google it. I saw it on Outkick, but these people are just stupid.
I mean, I did try to feed a raccoon and I got bit. So,
well, there's that. Please don't do that.
I wouldn't go after a bear, though. Can I just say that?
Maybe.
Okay, so this is just weird. We'll go on the animal beat here. There's some zoologist who has spent the last 35 years collecting and storing specimens in a cheetah sperm bank. They're calling it a frozen zoo because they're worried that they could eventually be on the brink of extinction and that they would need artificial reproduction in order to save them. So they're saying that all this cheetah sperm eventually could be what ultimately saves them.
Saves cheetahs.
Yes.
What if the power goes out?
Well, Mark, these are great
questions. What's the backup plan? That's what I want to know.
Their backup plan is having a whole frozen zoo.
I guess.
But I don't know what the backup to the backup plan is.
Well, I mean, they've got good intentions. I guess you can at least give them that much. All right. So imagine this. I know this will hit home with a lot of people. If you take your dog places. Guy in Wilmington, North Carolina did that. He went to get gas, and somebody stole his car with the dog inside. And, of course, he's freaking out, as you would if this was your dog. He does it a Circle K. He walks inside to get something inside, to get an energy drink. He comes out. His dog is gone. And apparently the dog wasn't very happy about it either because I don't know if it attacked the person that stole the car or what. But about 15 minutes later, the dog returned to the gas station. I guess the guy had stopped the car and let the dog out and then kept driving. And the dog found its way back to its owner at the gas station.
Dogs are so smart.
15 minutes later.
Because it's not like the dog returned back home. The fact that the dog returned to this random gas station. I know. That's impressive.
I love that story.
Yeah. Hey, one really quick one. Pantone. I don't even know what that is. But they named the 2026 color of the year. It's some off-white color called Cloud Dancer. And I'm sure all the husbands are loving that because their wives are going to say, honey, we painted our walls gray when that was the color of the year. And now it's off-white. We have to redo the house. So there you go.
What's it called?
Cloud Dancer. That's the color.
So is it
of the
a
year.
Mix of blue and white?
It's like an off-white.
Yeah, they just showed it. That's, it looks like off-white.
I get accused of being colorblind all the time by my family.
Me
That's
too.
Possible. That is possible.
You and every other guy.
Coming up, J.J. Carafano on the drug boat interdiction and whether or not it's a war crime. We'll talk about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.